Welcome all. I am Tyagarajan, known as TK. I am working in Office Interop team. So currently I am working on test suites and parsers of Office Outlook as well as SharePoint products. So in today's talk, I'm going to give an overview of network monitor parsers, network monitor followed by the parser, and then give a demonstration of how to use the parsers and followed by the questions. So before I jump into the network monitor, I would like to know what are the networking or network monitoring tools you use in your organization for while implementing the protocols to debug.
We're using Wireshark.
Wireshark.
Yeah. How about Fiddler?
Fiddler. Okay, there are a couple of responses.
How about Network Monitor?
Just you? Right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for that.
Help. What's that? Soap UI.
Sorry?
Soap UI.
Soap UI? Oh, okay. That's another. Thanks for that. Okay. So, similar to Fiddler and Wireshark, Network Monitor is a proprietary Microsoft proprietary tool used for monitoring the network traffic. So just for the benefit of you folks who haven't used Network Monitor, I'll go through the overview of it, give a snapshot of it, and then I'll go to the parsers. So one of the important thing while we implementing the protocol is most often we would like to know what is going in between the wire. So though we have the debugging logs and all, we'll be more interested in to see what is going through the wire. So Network Monitor helps that. So Network Monitor is a network monitoring tool which looks into the traffic between the wire and presents them in a human readable format. So there's a lot of features in NetMon which will help us, which I'm going to go through in the next few slides. So one of the thing is, like, you can capture the traffic well on the real time and then save it and use it for our future analysis purpose. And then we have another feature called you can track the traffics with respect to a process. Like, for example, between, like, in your computer, you have a lot of process running. So if you are interested only the traffic related to Outlook, we can just go by a click, we can just go and look into that. And similarly, we can look for a conversation. If you're really interested only by a particular conversation, we can do that. I'm going to show that in the next slide. And the other thing is, like, you can apply filters, rules and filters and rules, which will help us to see which traffic we are really interested in. And then the export. So export is an add-in for a network monitor through which we can decode. Like, suppose if you have a traffic which is encrypted, using export we can decode them and view the traffic.
Question?
Yep.
Can you configure for to intercept encrypted traffic?
So the question is, can we use the NetMon to intercept the encrypted traffic? So it depends on what type of encryption we have, but using export we can do.
Export.
Export is kind of a plugin.
You can configure certificates and all and load certificates.
Yeah. So this is a snapshot of Network Monitor, and as you can see from the right pane, we have the conversation tree, so in which we can go and select one particular process which we are interested in, and then automatically we can see only those traffic related to the process. And then at the top we have the filter pane. Using this filter pane we can apply filters, like if you're interested to see a particular protocol or if you want to search for a particular text in the traffic, we can use this filter pane to do that. And at the middle we have the frame summary details. Hope at the back folks are able to see this. Yeah. So the summary, frame summary has the details about the process name, what is the source and destination, followed by the protocol and descriptions. And you can add more column to see whichever column you're interested in. And finally at the bottom, we have frame details, and then the right side we have a hex details. So this will show us the raw data, and then this will give the respective data, like in a hex details. So this is hex details and this is data directly. So this is given example. So in this particular example, I've selected the Outlook EXE, and then I'm interested in the conversation which has an ID 15. So as soon as I go and select that, automatically you can see in the frame summary only the process related to Outlook EXE and that particular conversation will be displayed over here. And the next example is applying a filter. So in this case, I'm using a protocol filter, and I'm using MSRPC. So usually NetMon comes with support for a lot of protocols, even the public protocols as well as Windows protocols. So when I type msprotocol.msrpc, you can see the frame summary. It gives the filter traffic related only to MSRPC. So this is another way I can just go and drill down the protocol I'm interested in. And the third feature I want to talk about is the coloring rule. Yeah, coloring rule. We go and set the color request here. There we're going to say that, okay, color all the requests in green and color all the responses in yellow. So in that way, when we see a big chunk of data, when we scroll down, it is easy to find out which is a request and which is a response, and we can go directly to that particular frame to see the details. So there are like a couple of other things like in this frame summary, like you can set an alias for in case if you want to rename this IPs with your host names, and similarly the destination with the server names. You can use this alias feature to display that, so that when you see that, when you see this traffic, you would know, okay, this is from this server to this server. So there are a lot of other features as well, but I'm just covering the basic feature over here. So is this feature alone enough for us to do the protocol analysis or debugging protocol? Yes, it is possible, but what we thought is we wanted to add more value to the customers who are implementing protocols. So for that sake, we have introduced parsers, which has been available in NetMon 3.4. So parser is a set of networking programming network monitor programming language. It's a script using written over there. It will give the layout of the protocol in a human readable format, which we are going to see in future now. So in order to access the parsers, you have to click the parser profile, parser tab on the top, and then at the left side you find the object view of the parsers. Once you go and expand this parser tree, you will get the list of parsers available. And this is the snapshot of the parser, like how the code looks like. It is similar to other scripting languages. Or similar to, it uses a C style as well. So in order to implement or in order to use parsers, it is important to know the overview of parsers, how parsers are being built on. So we have a NetMon. On top of NetMon, we have Windows parser, which has the common parsers included as well, parsers for the public protocols and Windows protocols and all. And then on top of that, the application parsers have been extended. So currently we have parsers for SharePoint and Office and SharePoint products, and then we have parsers for Link, and then SQL as well. So these parsers are already being released to public, and people are using it. And now we are proud to announce the parsers for Exchange Web Service, which will be available in a month's time. So, to give an example how the parsers have been developed, is like, so initially we have IPv4 and IPv6 parsers, and top of that TCP, HTTP, SOAP. So these all four comes under the Windows parsers package. And then on top of that, we have the MSOXWF protocol. So this is an AWS parser used for setting up the Outlook out-of-office response. If we want to extend, like as a user, if you want to extend this parser further for your use, you can readily do that by extending on top of this. So next, so this is the list of parsers which we are going to release as part of AWS in a month's time. We have around 34 parsers. Please try to use them and provide us the feedback, and we can try to work on and improve this for in future. So now I'm going to switch over to the demo. So in the demo, I'm going to use a scenario where we are implementing the out-of-office protocol implementation, so that MSOXWF protocol defines the server's request and responses for the out-of-office configuration for a client when the person is out of office. So this is the protocol. And since it's a demo, I'm going to use the existing capture file. I'm not going to use any client to send a request. I'm just going to open the existing capture file and explain how we're going to do that. And then at the last, we're going to see the comparison of with and without parsers, how the traffic would be, how we can do the traffic. So the environment here would be like Network Monitor 3.4, and then we have Windows parser already installed on it, and then the Exchange Web Service parser. So in this case, what I've done is, like, I've taken a from the open specification of this protocol, I've taken the XML snippet. So as you can see here, this one has the, let me zoom it for folks. Okay. Oops. Sorry, actually, Zoom is happening only in this side, not on the other side. Okay, let me try again. Yeah. So as you can see here, I'm going to look for this particular message in the traffic. Like, this is a simple example I've taken. Whether we are getting the respect, the external out-of-office messages, as what we sent from the request. This is what I'm going to look into the traffic. So I'm switching over to my laptop here. So as you can see here, so there's a lot of traffic. When I click on this all traffic, it will give traffic related to all the conversations and the process. So here, if I want to look for the traffic which I'm interested in, so there's a lot of frames over here. So the first step I would like to do is, like, I type protocol and then I look for the SOAP messages. So then I do an apply here. So only all the SOAP protocols will be filtered here. And then I'm looking for a request. So this is a SOAP request. I can go to the frame details. So in the frame details, I can drill down to look for the particular traffic I'm wanted to see here. Right? So this is the message I'm going to do it. So since I'm already familiar with this this traffic, I was able to easily drill through it. But in case if you're new or if you're seeing the traffic for the first time, you have to first identify this and then look each and every tag, compare with the XML, and then drill down till we find out the related information we need. So let me show how I can simplify this by using the parser. So I'll just go remove the filter, and then I have to enable the parser. So for enable the parser, I have to select the parser, Exchange Web Service parser, which is already installed. Once I select it, automatically the parser, Exchange Web Service parser, which I've installed, will be applied to this. And here, as you can see here, so immediately you know, and from the frame summary itself, we know, okay, these are the protocols used. By drilling down here, we know what are the Exchange Web Service protocols being used here, and it'll display there. So I would like to drill down further. So what I do is I go and apply that protocol name here. So as you can see now, it truncates, I mean, it removes all other traffic and it displays the traffic only related to the MSOX WF protocol. So now it's easy for me to go and find out the request. So as you can see here, this is the request, right? And so, and if you see the frame details, so the traffic flows from the Ethernet, IPv4, TCP, HTTP, SOAP, and then from SOAP we have another layer which has the protocol layout. So the parser provides this protocol layout in order we can easily drill down to the traffic which we are related here, interested in. So I'll go to out of message, so I can go to the external and I can see here the message. So let me switch to the slide to show the difference. Yeah. So as you can see here, we'll look into the particular the XML schema, and then we look for the mailbox user roof settings, and then we can verify whether all these fields are there, and then we can go to the external mail reply and see whether this is available. So I'll show you. So in this way, we can easily find out whether the traffic follows the implementation or the XML snippet provided over here. So this is a comparison, just for the sake of folks at the back, I just took an enlarged screenshot of the traffic. So as you can see here at the left side, we are going to drill down, and at the top, we'll be able to see only the SOAP protocol. We wouldn't know what protocol has been used. And this is after applying the parser. And here you can see the difference. So as I said, it's very easy to find out. So here you just get the node and the tag. But here you get exactly the XML field. So it will be easy for us if you're looking for specifications and then debugging it. It will be easy if you use a parser. So this is a simple example. There are some cases where you get a XML will be encoded. Like this string within the XML will be encoded. So if you're not using parsers, you wouldn't be able to see that. You have to take that traffic and then again convert that in XML. But if you use a parser, you would be able to see that easily. So this is the difference I was trying to point out. And so the Netmon and the parsers are available free for download. Netmon can be downloaded from Microsoft Download Center, Netmon 3.4. And Windows Parser is available in nmparserscodeplex.com. So this is available in Codeplex because it's kind of an open source project. So people out from outside, they contribute to this public protocols and other protocols over here. And then the Exchange Web Service parsers will be available in Microsoft Download Center. So this will be available in a month's time. So this is free. Please try to use it and send us the feedback. You can send us the feedback at doc.help.microsoft.com. So with this, I conclude and open up for questions. Okay, thank you. Looks like
question that it will be mostly the traffic will be encrypted, right?
Yeah. So probably offline, I can show you how to use an export on. Any other questions? Okay. Cool. Thank you. So with this, I'll introduce Steve, who is going to show how to use an RPC extractor.